What's up? It's me, Tiffany, and I'm back. And guess what? It's Wednesday. I told y'all I'd be back, and I meant it. Shout out to my accountability partner, because he is not playing with your girl, okay? But I need it, and I'm so grateful for it. So, I hope you all, if you have listened to last week's episode, that you truly enjoyed the updates and what's to come. If you haven't had a chance to go and join the prayer group on Facebook, I highly encourage you to do so. It's Truth Academy Prayer Group on Facebook. Also, if you have not yet, go visit the Academy at www.truthmentoringacademy.com and subscribe. It's free. You don't want to miss out on what's coming up in the Academy either. As I mentioned before, we're building a community of like-minded individuals. And just to have that safe place for us to come together, learn with each other, love with each other. Just spread love. I'll say it that way. We will share love, insight. Just, we need that. We need the unity. Right now, we in a world where everything is being divided by different beliefs, by different laws, these agendas, the confusion, the lies, and it's just dividing the love. And Truth Mentoring Academy will provide that love, that unity, because that's what is going to happen when we get over into the kingdom. Everybody's going to love one another. There will never be any discrepancies or any laws that's trying to turn each other against one another. It's just going to be full of love, and why not experience that while we're here on earth? Right, so make sure you join that, and yeah, like, follow me. I told y'all I want to meet you guys. What good is it for you to listen to me and we not be able to put a face to one another, right? So social media, you can find me on Instagram at Tiffany_Latisse. I will also put this in the show notes so that you can find it. And come on, I want to meet you guys, because soon we're going to be meeting in person. Because what God has in store for me to begin doing, listen, we're going to meet in person soon. Know that. So let's get started. Let's get into this week's episode. I want to talk about how God supplies all of our needs. I mean, every need that you have, every need that you can think of, God supplies our needs. Can we get an amen, hallelujah on that? And I want to go this route this week because, you know, through the academy, I meet one-on-one with individuals each week. And, you know, just to learn of the things that they go through, their perspective on things, and to learn of their lack. And knowing that their lack is what leads them to make certain decisions. And so, what better way to know of the one who will fill those needs, those gaps, those voids that we oftentimes can search from if we're not careful? And what do I mean? Let's go to scripture about that. Let's get some scripture. Y'all know I love the Word of God. We need the Word of God, because without it, we're lost. And y'all know, when you click on this podcast, it's going to be the Word of God, because that's the truth and that's what solves all of our problems. So when we look at John chapter 4, verse 13, we're going to talk about the lady, the Samaritan lady, the woman that Jesus met at the well. This young woman came with a lack. She came with a need, and where she thought, just a little backstory on her, she was sleeping with different men and they were not her husband, neither one of them. And so she comes to this well that she waits to come to because she's ashamed of the things that she's involved in. And when she gets there this particular day, Jesus is actually at the well. And as she gets ready to draw for some water, Jesus asks for her to give him water. And she begins to say, you know, she gets to question him that, first of all, he's a Jew.
And how, you know, what you asking me, a woman from Samaria for a drink of water, especially when they don't deal with one another. So she's kind of confused as who she's talking to. And that's kind of what happens when we go day to day with lack. And the story is about women, but this is for men and women. So we go, we get into this place where, or if we're in a situation where we have a void in our lives, we kind of move that way, right? We move with not wanting to, no one to know we have lack, or we are ashamed of the lack that we have or the void that we're dealing with. And we try to fill that void with so many things that still doesn't fill it until that one day Jesus meets us where we are. Amen. 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 I already see where this is going. So anyway, we're going to start at 10, because when she was saying, like, you know, Jews don't deal with Samaritans, so why would you ask me for a drink? And so in verse 10, he answered her and he said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Listen, let's pause for a moment. Those things that we are trying to fill those voids with, they're not leading us to living. Right? They're not living us. Excuse me. I'll say they're not leading us to life. They're only going to destroy us. Many people search from that place of a void. And in that moment, it feels fulfilling. It feels like, oh, I finally found what I've been looking for. I'm so happy. This is it. This is the one. You know, what if it's a job, whether it's a nice car, whether it's a nice house, whether it's another boyfriend, girlfriend, what have you. You're like, yes, this is it. And the moment you get to that place after the newness wear off, you then get back to that same place where you're miserable. And you are feeling like you're just dying again. Depression starts to come back. Anxiety rises. Worry, stress. You feel down. What happened? Because you searched from that void, did it yourself, and it didn't fulfill you completely. And so Jesus goes on to tell her, I lost my spot. You would have asked him. So verse 11 says, the woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where did you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock. So isn't that what we do? We start to compare the goodness of God to the goodness of what we've seen that we thought was good or was the best. So that temporary thing that we use to fill that void, we compare it to the goodness of God. And we almost, sometimes you come out your mouth and say, you know, God blessed me with this, but did he really? Just because it looked the same doesn't mean it was from God, or just because it was a good thing doesn't mean it was a God thing. I know we've heard that plenty of times, right? So verse 13, Jesus said to her, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. So everyone that chooses their own feel to fill that void will continue searching for it to be completely filled. I hope this is making sense, because it's blessing me. We got to stop searching from that place of lack and filling it ourselves, because it's not going to be the full fulfillment that God provides. He provides all of our needs. And when he provides for those needs, it doesn't become a need anymore, because it's fulfilled. And so he told her, whoever drinks from the well that she compared to what Jacob drank from, you know, he said, you'll continue being thirsty. That's what he's saying. Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But in verse 14, he says, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Listen, it may be taking some time, right? You may still be trusting God and waiting on God to meet that need. But it's worth the wait. Yes, it's long. Yes, I'm currently waiting for something that I want, that I'm trusting God for, to fill it, because when he does it, I know that I won't have to, I will no longer have that need anymore. My need will be met, because when I tried to fill that need myself, it had me disappointed. It had me falling short and almost settling for something that I tried to place the need, the void with, and it didn't work. And so the scripture tells us to not grow weary in well-doing. You know, for in due time, you will reap your harvest. And that is what happened with this lady at the well, this Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus came to her after all this time that she was coming out drawing water after everybody else wasn't there. So they, you know, she wouldn't be embarrassed. And he met her there. That's what Jesus is going to do for us. He's going to meet us right there on time to fill that void, to fill that space that you're waiting to be filled. But look, you got to wait on him, because when he does it, it's fulfilled. But when we do it, it's temporary. Come on, somebody. I pray that this is making sense, y'all, because it's blessed. This is just a blessing. Like, that's just who God is. He supplies all of our needs, and they no longer become. It's just like, because we trust in him to supply it and fulfill it, we know that they'll be met, so we no longer have to search from that place of lack or that place of void. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being my provider, right? We can just praise in that moment right there alone. So in verse 15, the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." And here's the part where we have to understand. So she's asking for this water that Jesus has told her that is eternal, right? That you'll never be thirsty again. So now she's excited. So that's what we do, Lord. Okay, we want what you have for us, you know, so please give it to me. And then this is where we turn away. Verse 16, Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." Uh-oh. Now, y'all know the backstory. I told y'all was she got some men in there, but they not a husband. So Jesus tells her to go call your husband and come here. Verse 17, the woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true." So now Jesus telling her business that she thought she was hiding, but yet had a handout. So isn't that what we do? We want God to bless us, right? But then we don't want to get rid of the things that's blocking that blessing. Because I feel like, you know, he did it in this order. He's telling her, as he tells us, you know, I'll reward you. The reward, my promises is yes and amen. But first, I need you to do this. And see, that's where a lot of us want to turn around at, because we want both. Give me the man with me still living the life that I want to live. Give me the job with my poor work ethics. I want to work the way I want to work. I want to complain about time off. I want to complain about the pay. Or give me the pay that I want, but then I'm only going to give you half of me because you're not going to work me like a dog. Da da da. So Jesus, it don't work that way. You know, he tells us what we are able to receive, but then he needs us to go do a thing. So in order for you to no longer search from that void place or that lack in your life, what is it that you need to get rid of so that he can bless you? So, and look, he already know what it is, but he wants you to bring it to him. He wants you to get rid of it, right? And we bring all that mess to him so that he can cleanse it up and that you can turn away from it. Because he's a gentleman. He's not going to just come in and bogart or anything, but he's going to let you know that he's aware. And he's going to reveal to you what it is that you need to get rid of. So then in verse 19, the woman said, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet." She said, you got to be a prophet in order for you to know what I got going on. Verse 20 says, "Our fathers worshiped on this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father." 22, "You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him." Now, listen, let's talk truth. Let's talk truth. We will worship God in the form that we are currently in, with all that mess we have going on, and we'll come right out of worship and go back because it's something that we're familiar with doing. Because she said, you know, "Our fathers worshiped on this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship." And he told her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews." And that's just that. You know, we worship what we don't know, but yet there's a place where we're going to worship in spirit and in truth. And that's how we should worship. Because that's the only way that God can really, you know, relate is in spirit and truth. So in a lie, he can't relate to that. So that's another thing of God letting us know, get rid of the lies and worship me in spirit and in truth. And that's just his grace and mercy for us to even let us know when we're in error, to correct us, to let us know how to worship him. Versus doing it because of how somebody else used to do it. And I'm just thankful for this just knowing the characteristics of our Father. You know, he give us these words so that we'll know we'll be able to realize when we're in error. "But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him." Are we that people that God can come and seek, and we be the true people that is worshiping him in spirit and in truth? And I praise God again for sharing this truth with us, because we gotta know. We gotta know the truth is the answer to all of our problems. Why are we continuing to see lack? Why are we continuing to see so much division in the earth? Why are we continuing to see so much fight, to see so much disobedience, to see so much hate, evilness? That's because people are worshiping outside of the truth, outside of being in the spirit. You have a lot of people who are coming in the name of Jesus and are lying. And just like in the last episode, we talked about, you know, those who are mixing the world, mixing culture with kingdom, mixing the world views with kingdom views. There's only one way. There's only one way. So we are continuing the cycle of lack and the void and doing it our way, because we're not truly worshiping him in spirit and in truth. But here he is, will meet us where we are to correct us, to tell us to get rid of those things that are in the way. It's not about a place. It's not about a place. It's not about being just in the church. It's not about just being on social media, on a platform. It's not just about being on a stage. It's about being in the spirit of God, having the spirit of God, and in the truth. And truly worshiping him. That is when all your needs will be supplied. Get aligned with the will of God for your life.
seek his purpose, because that's what it's about anyway. It's about his purpose, not ours. It's about what he has for us, not what we desire. Once we align our desires with his and compare and contrast and get rid of our own fleshly desires, then those things will be added unto us. Seek first the kingdom of God. Don't seek first your lack. Don't seek first your void. Because if we seek first the void, then we're going to rise up and ask God to place what we think we need in that void. But we see what he did here for the Samaritan woman. He met her there, explained to her, whoever drink from this well will continue to be thirsty. But if they drink from the water that I have, the living water, they'll never go thirsty again. So aren't you guys ready to never be thirsty again? For all of your needs to be supplied? If you ain't ready, I'm ready. Okay. And I am done with trying to feel it myself. Because he is my provider. He is your provider. Jesus is meeting you today on this episode to let you know. Drink from the water that he gives. The living water, for it will sprout up in you. Okay? Be careful from searching. Be careful to search from that place of lack in your life. Because then that will lead you to try to fill it yourself. And it doesn't lead to life. You'll continue searching and searching and searching. And that only leads into a rabbit hole. And then you're there. Then you're going into the hole. And then you're going to, get yourself into solitude, and then that's when the enemy is going to try to come in and persuade you that, oh, God doesn't love you, or no one loves you, or you don't deserve this and that. We know that he's a lie, but he stays lurking. He's lurking for the one that he can devour, okay? And that's all he wants you to believe, is that your lack is your life, that your lack is your future, and that's a lie. Your future doesn't look anything like your past. And the more that you trust God to be that living water, you'll never go thirsty again. You'll never see that place, that thing that you don't have as a lack or a void. Because all of that is filled with the promises of God and with the Spirit of God. So allow him to fill you on tonight. So that you can stop being thirsty and searching for something temporary. And allow him to fill you completely. Lord, I thank you for this word. I thank you, Lord, for speaking to those who are searching, thinking that their temporary search, what they found temporarily, is fulfilling for them, Lord God. But we ask you right now, Lord God, to reveal to us the things that we need to let go of so that you can have your way in our lives, Father. We just thank you for giving us this sound advice, this sound counsel, Lord God, so that we'll understand that we need you and only you, that you are enough. All of our needs are met by you. We thank you for your love that fills the ones that feel like they don't have enough love. We thank you for choosing us. We thank you for seeing us as your treasure. We thank you for coming to see about us, Father God. So, Lord, touch those who feel like they are just losing and feel like they're going in that spiral downfall, and pick them up, Lord God. Let them know that you are there and carrying them, Father God. And we bind up the attacks of the enemy that's coming against their mind and make them believe that they are in lack and they'll never be filled. We bind it up. We send it back to the pits of hell from whence it came, Lord God. For you are our provider and you give us all that we need. And we thank you, Father. It's in your Son Jesus' name that we seal this prayer. Amen. I love you guys. I pray that you were blessed by this message. Know that... Take all of what you feel as a void and take it to God. Matter of fact, he's waiting on you to give you the living water so that you'll never thirst again. I love you guys. Stay encouraged. Keep your eyes on God. Stay in his word. Study his word. Learn his character. Learn who he is in your life. Learn how he sees you. Okay? Until next week, you guys be blessed.